All right, we're in Detroit, Michigan right now, and we're on our way to go pick up the fake Hoonicorn, a replica one of one. We got $75,000 in cash here. Pretty sketchy to be traveling around here with, but yeah, we're going to go see if this thing's worth it and hopefully be taking it home.
You guys know that we love buying on a budget around here with our previous vehicles, so I feel like it only makes sense to add this one to the collection.
That's the thing is the Hoonicorn is legendary. I don't even know what it would be worth. I'm sure millions of dollars. It's in a museum right now. We saw this thing pop up on a car page on Facebook Marketplace and we had to do it. We flew out the next day.
Let's see if this thing's worth 75K.
I'd imagine most of you watching right now are familiar with the Hoonicorn already, but if you're not, Ken Block built it for a Gymkhana probably, what, 8 years ago? 10 years ago?
Nine, yeah, 2014 it dropped. Gymkhana 7.
It was built on a 1965 Mustang and wide-bodied at 800 horsepower. Completely, like, the first time that anybody's ever done that kind of build with a Mustang, or at least that I've seen or the internet's seen. And this guy replicated it, I think, to a T. So we'll see how close it really is.
And this is like a big day for us because honestly, we've been big Ken Block fans ever since basically the first Gymkhana. We grew up watching all of them. We've taken a lot of inspiration for this channel from Ken Block and all the things that he's done. So the opportunity to buy this, granted it's just a replica, was really exciting for us.
We've been such big Ken Block fans that back in the day, our Ken had a Subaru Impreza that he would drift around the parking lot. And we just started calling him Ken because he was so good at drifting this Subaru. That's not Ken's name. Like, Ken's real name is Grant, but we just started calling him Ken. Like, I truly believe that we would not be where we're at without the inspiration of Ken Block. So, in honor of Ken, we're going to be buying this Hoonicorn and hooning the shit out of it.
So this is it.
Dude, it's so sick. It was just painted too, right?
Yes. So the whole car just got repainted hot rod black. And then the graphics were just done by a friend of mine's shop. I studied the graphics. I sent him every image I had. I sat down with the graphic artist. There was hours in just the wrap design.
It looks so legit. If you didn't know, you would think it is the one.
Like, I just had the car in the Detroit Autorama. 90% of people thought this was the Hoonicorn.
So, Chris, you built this, right?
Yes, and my friend Carl here.
And it took you how long?
3 years, 4 years, something like that. Yeah. So I built this along the ways of a wild-looking, reliable daily driver. But it's still got about 500 horsepower. It's got a Tremec 6-speed.
302 in it?
Yeah, it's the 2013 Boss Coyote, but it is built to the point where it could be used the way it should be used.
Okay, that's what we like to hear.
Is there any way we could lower it down and see?
Yeah, we can just lower it down and take a look right now. This was a lot of research to get it to this point to look like this.
Well, we do a lot of research on our channel, just figuring out, you know, what vehicles work in different places. So,
but I saw some more of your videos and I'm like, all right, this thing's gonna be run through the paces.
Yeah, we're gonna drive it like it should be.
Okay.
Yep. This is so cool. This is the coolest car I've ever seen.
It's so low, dude.
Oh my god.
That's it.
This is so wild looking.
Wow, dude. So sick.
Might have to throw an exhaust on it still, but
just hit the side dump.
My future plan was to put an electric dump on it, leave it quiet, and then electric dump it, and it would dump out in the correct spot.
I was going to say, so it could be a sleeper, but there's not much sleeping on this thing.
No. When I'm driving this down the road, people are beeping and waving.
Really?
It's the most attention-grabbing thing I've ever driven, and I've had a few crazy cars.
Yeah.
But this is like beeps, waves, it's just crazy.
Yeah. This is too nice.
This is too nice. So it was just a empty chassis when you guys got it? No
much.
Motor, nothing.
It
nothing
was all parts and pieces.
Just sitting in back of some lot or what?
80-year-old man owned it. He found it. It was at a restoration shop and it got abandoned. So the car had already had a restoration started on it.
For the research that you've done, has anybody else recreated the Hoonicorn?
I've seen one. I don't want to say anything bad. It wasn't amazing.
Really?
It was not this. As far as I know, this is the only true, as close as possible, Hoonicorn replica tribute out there.
I think we should go take it out for a little drive.
Yeah, let's do it.
But he just gave me these. So these are Ken Block edition DC shoes. For those of you who don't know, Ken Block started DC shoes. He said they don't fit him, so. And I just happen to be a size 10. These are the driving shoes. You have to wear these when you're driving the vehicle.
Yeah.
All right, so I know we didn't drive it yet, but we believe in you guys. You seem like you do good work. 75, as we agreed. It's honestly pretty sketchy going through the airport with this. It felt weird having it in my backpack.
Did you tell them ahead
of time? No. Didn't want to draw any attention. But yeah, you can count it. That's 75.
I'm excited to see you guys do it.
Yeah. Be careful getting home tonight. Well, let's do the test drive.
No, this isn't a test drive. Let's just drive it. We own it now.
Let's just do our first drive.
Yeah.
Hey, there's another Mustang.
Oh, man, dude. Hold on.
This is great. Dude, we just Mustang it on the first corner and just hit the curve.
Don't say that.
Yeah, no.
What's wrong with you? I put my seatbelt on.
Dude, that thing is disgusting. It is disgusting. It's so cool.
Hey, what's good?
Oh, CJ, what the hell? Dude, no way. That's a Ken Block's car, right?
Yeah, it's a replica of it.
No freaking way, dude. My friends are going to be in. This is crazy.
I don't know if this is the spot for sliding it, but...
Get out of here before I end up in a jail in Detroit City.
Everyone loves it except for that one guy. He hated it, dude. He was so mad at me.
Your camera's out.
It's unbelievable.
That's not real, is it?
No.
I didn't think so.
The real one's sitting in a museum somewhere worth like $5 million.
What's close?
Yeah.
I think this might be the coolest car in the fleet now.
Yeah, for sure.
It's saying something too, because we have a Hayabusa swap mini truck, a Cummins swap Ford Ranger that's a dually, a Lamborghini Huracan, a fake Lamborghini that's built on a Jeep chassis. We got an interesting lineup of vehicles. And I think this one's at the top now.
Immediately, my only concerns... is just the steering, which it's not bad at all, but I'm trying to imagine like actually fucking whipping it like Ken Block would.
Yeah.
I don't know if the steering's set for that.
How's it feel, like throttle wise?
I could use a little more power, but it feels good.
Room for two snails?
Yeah.
Oh man, it does make me nervous knowing that this thing's a Mustang.
That's like, the other thing, dude. We all know what Mustangs are known for.
Right.
I've never really been a Mustang guy until now.
I'm not sure if most Mustangs are cool. This is a cool Mustang.
Yeah, this is like,
I don't know if you want to be a Mustang guy. No offense, Jake.
Yeah, dude. We got to go and surprise him with this thing.
Man, I haven't stopped smiling since we got here, dude.
Well, next time you guys see it, it'll be in Cormorant. All right, guys, brief break in the video to mention today's sponsor. So something that we can all agree on is that getting into debt is very easy. The system is just set up so you just never get out of it, and it just continues to snowball and get harder and harder, more stressful, and more difficult to deal with. You don't have to go through it alone, and help is available thanks to today's sponsor, PDS Debt. So PDS Debt can consolidate your debts into one easy monthly payment. So if you're struggling to keep up with your medical bills, your credit card bills, your personal loans, all of that can just be consolidated into one, and you can make that payment. Anyone with $10,000 or more in eligible debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. You're gonna save thousands in interest and fees, and you're gonna pay off your debts in a fraction of the time. PDS Debt cares about helping you guys out of debt, there's so many reviews about people mentioning PDS employees that have personally helped them. And they're also a top-rated company on Google and have an A-plus rating on the BBB. PDS Debt is offering a free debt analysis. It only takes you guys 30 seconds, so head on over to pdsdebt.com/cboystv to get a free debt analysis today. Thank you guys for sponsoring today's video, and I hope that they can help a lot of you guys out.
All right, bid this thing shipped back. It's been hiding at Ben's parents' house,
so none of the other guys will see it.
We're gonna go roll up to the shop and surprise them with it.
They know we got it, but they don't know how cool it is.
Yeah, there's just something different about seeing it in person versus seeing pictures of it, obviously. In person, it just blows you out of the water.
I got so excited, dude. He goes, it's a Ford Edge! It's a Ford Edge!
Ken, you know what we're getting. You know what the surprise is.
You always have something out of left field that you always roll up with, though. Just because you're saying one thing doesn't mean it's actually another.
That's actually a very valid point.
It's a cool feeling, like, knowing what is coming, but, like, still being just as excited as not knowing what's coming.
As a guy who's seen it in person, you're not prepared for how cool it looks.
Oh, CJ!
It's so sick.
I got so scared that I was about to pull a Mustang pulling in here, and yeah. I just about did.
So good. It rips, man. It's a ripper.
Oh.
I love how low it is.
Yeah.
This high off the ground. So like planted.
It was super nice cruising over here. I might have ripped the e-brake.
Dev?
Damn, dude, at first glance.
Isn't it sick?
This thing is unbelievable.
It's so weird seeing a clean one of these, because the only other old school Mustang I've seen is our piece of junk green
Mustang.
One.
I forgot that we had that.
That's so true. We actually have this same year Mustang, except on a mud truck. Not nearly as nice. How did we end up doing this again? I totally forgot about it until you mentioned that.
Man, we got to make that one look like this one now.
How'd you feel?
Oh, so good.
Hey, I'm just glad that Evan gave his stamp of approval. It takes a lot to get that.
Like, what don't I approve of? It's probably something not this cool.
Check this out, Evan. Ken Block shoes.
No way.
So Evan is actually the only person I know that dailies DC shoes in the year 2024. He's wearing them right now. Maybe you want to put these in on your wall or something. I don't know.
Can I try it on? Or would that ruin it?
These are Ken Blocks, dude. I don't know if you can wear them.
I'll not wear them, but trying them on just to... Feeling greatness is like.
I don't know if they were actually. They're just the Ken Block edition shoes.
They came from Zoomies.
I should have been wearing those when I pulled in. Then I wouldn't have almost hit the sand pot.
Loosen them up. Don't curve the back. Jesus Christ.
I'm not curving the back.
You told me you didn't even want me to try them on, and then you do that?
Have some respect.
All right, we got one more person to surprise with the Mustang, who honestly loves Mustangs more than anyone in this world, and it's our friend Jake. Like 5-6 years ago, Jake went out and bought a Mustang and surprised us with us, and ever since then he's been absolutely obsessed with them. But now the tables have turned and we're gonna surprise him with our Mustang. I never saw the day that we would ever be Mustang guys, and I don't know if you could consider this being like a Mustang guy, because this one's actually cool. No offense, Mustang guys.
Well, what's funny is Jake actually is just finished up building a drift Mustang. He spent all winter building it, so I think if we show up with this, being that this is like the most popular drift Mustang ever built, well, a replica of it, he's gonna lose his mind.
What's up, dude? Your Mustang build is good enough to drive over here?
I mean, yeah, it's good enough to drive. It just looks a little whack, but it drives.
Can it do donuts?
Yeah, I can do donuts.
Do you want to just, like, come mobbing into the driveway and do some donuts?
At the
main shop.
Okay, main shop.
All right, bye. All right, Jake is on his way over right now, and then CJ's down the road. He'll come ripping in, and Jake's gonna lose his mind.
Jake's goal was to be the loudest vehicle in all the county. Hopefully he achieved this.
What up, baby? So Jake spent the winter drift converting his Mustang over. What all did you do to it? Wide body?
So, yeah, basically we gutted everything. So it's got like the full angle kit, tow arms, wide body kit. Basically made it like a Spec 5 RTR replica.
It's a replica?
Well, I mean, I got everything from RTR, but I don't have like the actual motor that they have.
That's pretty sick.
No, it's not made. Yeah, it's legit.
So it's an FB.
No, it's
an FB. No, FB Mustang without the FB. Yeah.
Well, driver. Jake, we want it to be Mustang buddies as well, so.
No! No! You guys got it! No! No! You fucking got it! You got it! You got it! Let's go! Dude! You guys got it!
So, when this thing popped up on Facebook Marketplace, Jake actually sent it to me and was like, dude, you guys should buy this. And I was like, you should buy it. You're the Mustang guy. And he was like, well, we could be Mustang guys together. And then the next day I texted him and was like, hey, bro, it's sold.
Yeah, I was so mad, dude. I was like, dude, not like it's a once in a lifetime car. Right?
Yeah. So for the next like 4 days, Jake was texting me like, man, I know you're bummed about it, but like, that would have been really sick to get it.
Dude, Mustang community is strong in corn right now.
I know. What the heck happened? You got two wide body Mustangs from complete opposite ends of the spectrum. If you live in Cormorant, stay inside.
Yeah. Can I drive it?
Yeah.
Can I drive it?
Yeah, go for it.
I thought I was going to have the coolest Mustang in Cormorant. Oh, yeah. Okay. She works.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Don't Mustang this
thing. Yeah, you're right. Dude, this thing's a beast!
Hit the building, dude. Ken almost shit himself.
He got close.
Is this tire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they blew a tire.
You blew a tire?
Yeah, I heard it and I was like, they made one.
It did a good job in the parking lot. We got a couple things to do to it and then we'll actually hit the drift track with it. Yeah.
So we're going to pull this thing in, make it louder, and then go do that.
After talking to Chris, built the Hoonicorn replica. He said that he spent like a whole year looking for these wheels. So when they dropped the video, 1552 made these kind of replica wheels in honor of the Hoonicorn and never made them again. So he said they were like extremely difficult to find. He ended up finding these and they were so messed up. Whoever had them before like curb rashed all four of them. So he had to have them all welded and then powder coated. So we'll see, I guess, how the backsides look, because the front looked pretty good. Okay, yeah, you can kind of see. So, like, they're a little bit more beat up on the back. Also, check this out. KB43 logo on there. So this tire is good, but this one over here is the one that started, like, delaminating. So we're going to just go ahead, get that fixed so it doesn't explode and then tear apart everything else that's going on in the back, because it'd be a very bad day. All right. Yeah, look at that. Also, check this out. So like, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when we went to Ken Block's shop, his mechanic gave us a couple of these wheels. So like, in the back of our podcast, we have one. We have two of them sitting up on the cabinets over there. So like, they're kind of little Easter eggs hidden in the background of our videos, but really cool that we were able to get these. So we're gonna get those tires swapped out before we go drifting. And then we're also going to put a new exhaust on it, or pretty much just make it louder. It's not much of a new exhaust, more of taking these mufflers off of it. Oddly enough, they're Cherry Bombs, which is like kind of the most Cheeto muffler that you could put on it. And we're making it much louder. We got some truck bed coating to throw on the bottom side of the Hoonicorn because we didn't know this, but none of this was painted before and it's already rusting after driving it in the rain for like 14 minutes. So that's not good. Hopefully this will help it and stop it from rusting any farther.
Oh,
All right, let's see if our math was correct and if she's louder now.
Oh, yeah. That's way better.
All right. Very nice.
That's much better.
That's proper.
This is the spot,
baby! Crowd Plow Central is what this place is.
Who's the lucky hooner?
Please don't crash this thing up.
You gotta be bigger than that, yeah, right? Sorry, Ev.
Hey.
We'll see how Mike does, and then if he underperforms, you'll step in.
Even if he performs really good, I still want
to
try.
I hate to say this, but this car is honestly set up more for looks than drifting. Just as far as driving it, it's not... It doesn't drive like it looks.
Yeah. It's got the handle, but
trouble with it for handle. Sure. It's got the handle, not the handle.
We got to go back to the drawing boards, but that's for another video. This video is to see what it is capable of. All right, Mike. Good luck, brother.
My prediction is somehow there's going to be a oil line or a coolant line that comes loose on there.
Mike does have a track record with that.
It seems like a drifting thing. Every time you drift, you blow some sort of line.
These drifting cars are always like one thing away from being dialed.
Always just one thing away.
That's every project we've ever had.
It's really sick.
Almost dialed.
So for reference, Jake's Mustang, this is a full-on drift build. It's got an angle kit, e-brake, obviously. It is set up for drifting. This is a race car.
Yeah,
here.
It's almost to the point where it's not daily driverable, but I'm definitely still gonna, but it's kind of a pain in the ass.
So this thing's dialed is gonna be ripping today. Keep in mind, Jake's probably done 1,000 laps out here. So honestly, if Mike can't do it in the Hoonicorn, we'll put him in it and, see if he'll be able to get it done.
Are we sure I can trust this guy in front of me?
I don't know. You might want to stay a little fair distance away. Oh! Tell you what, it's a good thing Jake's got good brakes, because he's just about rear-ended Mike 4 times already in 2 laps.
Jake's Mustang is literally driving circles around ours.
I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling it there.
Dude, if I look scared in my drift car, I probably like actually look like I'm gonna die in this thing. I'm calling for a new wheel man.
I don't know which one, but I think it's calling for a new wheel man.
And all I don't even know if I can wear this harness and I can't reach the floor.
You need a phone book for you or what?
Yeah, I can fit.
Can you reach?
If I can fit, I'm fine.
Should we take one good last look at this thing?
What could go wrong?
These guys stopped.
Oh my god.
Remember that time that we had a really cool Mustang for 14 minutes and then we let Evan drive it?
Please don't crash it, bro.
It's cutting power!
It just cuts power there!
When it jerked there, I had it floored that whole time. It's literally like,
Bulgaria.
Oh my god, bro. He set me.
Boot it.
You're telling me Ed's been driving this thing for 13 seconds and the steering wheel already came off?
Probably fine.
You can't make these things up. We're not sure if it's the driver or the car, but Jake, you'll be the final test to see how she slides. This is your home turf. You should be the best at driving it.
Should have it on.
You're probably the most qualified. And if Jake can't drive this thing, Nobody. It really is just the car. Yeah. But we'll get that figured out in an upcoming video. But we'll see if you can handle
it. Okay, thanks. You got insurance on this thing?
Yeah, liability.
Yeah, all right, good enough. Hey, what's your name? Yeah, Patty, huh? Say, hey, we're Patty, huh? Get the cane, huh? Why you sucking? Why you sucking on the top? What's your name? Hey, yeah, I got it, huh? What's your name? Yeah, we're Patty, huh? Get the cane, huh? Why you sucking? Why you sucking on the top? Boy, you capping? Yeah. Why you capping? No. Feel like I'm at the band. I've been snapping, no. Yeah. I've been up here with my team, so you know this is what I mean.
Cool. We've been going up like that. You gotta stop him.
Blow it up.
No!
It up. So he gave me thumbs up. They show me back that I'm coming up. I'm about to mess up summer up. Been in the lab like all day. I hit a jet at Beyonce. I saw him coming from far away. I need a body in all the way. Hey, what's your name, yeah? Man, I got it, wow. What you say, hey? We about it, huh?
Someone remind him that that's not his car.
Why you sucking not a top, boy?
Get me out!
Holy shit! This thing rips!
Okay, Jake rips, actually.
Holy crap!
Get me out!
Oh my gosh!
That was so awesome!
I think the Mustang performs.
The Mustang can get the job done! Dude, I'm like shaking. Like, it is like... I'm hanging on for life, bro.
All right, well, so far so good on the Hoonicorn replica. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the video. If this is the first video that you watch, subscribe. And see what else we do with this thing. We've got a lot of plans with it.